A new statewide pilot program is giving students an opportunity to learn hands-on about renewable energy. New Bern High is one of four schools across North Carolina that received a grant to construct a 5-kilowatt solar panel system on site. Earth and environmental science teacher Sandy Parker applied for the grant in spring of this year and found out 3 months later that they had received funding.
When I first applied, I thought, well, somebody's got to win the panels. It may as well be us and New Bern High School. So I was really excited. And then came the realization that now we had to raise $13,000 in funds to help with that installation cost.
There's still about $4,000 that has to be raised before the system can be installed. But the plan is to mount several solar photovoltaic panels to an 8-foot-high pole in front of the high school. The panels, measuring 8 feet by 20 feet, will generate enough electricity to power the average home here in eastern North Carolina. But as far as the school's energy needs, Parker says it will only produce enough energy to power the school's main office.
It's a drop in the bucket for what we use at New Bern High School. We'll generate roughly $700 worth of electricity per year. Our school, on the other hand, uses roughly $18,000 per month.
The project falls in line with the school's ongoing efforts of cutting cost and energy usage, according to principal at New Bern High, Jerry Simmons.
This is especially appealing to me in a time when obviously our budgets are as limited as they are. So to make sure, again, that we're just being as responsible as we can be.
The Solar School's pilot program was implemented by NC Green Power, a multi-utility nonprofit renewable energy program based in Raleigh, as a way to provide more hands-on experiences and real-world connections for students. Marketing and communications manager Katie Librato says the organization is offering a matching grant of $10,000 to help New Bern High School construct their solar system.
And we're fortunate that the State Employees Credit Union Foundation has also come in with a matching challenge grant. So as long as New Bern meets their goals, the credit union will put in an additional $10,000, and that will allow us to increase the size of their array from a 3 kW to a 5 kW.
In addition to the matching grant, NC Green Power is also providing curriculum, lesson plans, and training to teachers.
We're inviting all the teachers who are participating in this project, up to 4 per school, so it won't just be one educator that will be trained. We're inviting them all to a training session so they can learn the curriculum that we're recommending they use along with the solar array. We're providing some supplemental materials so that they can kind of test out not just what we think is good curriculum, but other resources that are available.
Because this is the pilot year of the Solar Schools program, feedback from the teachers is essential in providing a more comprehensive curriculum package in the future. Science teacher at New Bern High, Sandy Parker, says there are many classroom applications using the solar panels.
It meshes really well with the sustainable energy options that we look at in earth science, which is what I teach. And it meshes beautifully as we talk about greenhouse gas emissions and our carbon footprint and our sustainable energy options. It's a great application for math and just generating numbers for calculations for energy savings.
The instrumentation for the solar panels is computer-generated and can be accessed in the classroom, displayed over a projector, and monitored in real time. The system will also allow Parker to access archive data. She says this allows her students to record the functions of the solar panels over the course of a year.
Part of a grant obligation will be to implement a few different lessons within science, math. We'll use CTE, Career Technical Education, and Social Studies departments. And so we'll have different lessons that we do, and tracking that will be part of that as well.
Parker has big plans on how to incorporate the solar panels and renewable energy concepts into the classroom. But the first step is securing funding. So far, students, school clubs, businesses, and people in the community have donated about $9,000 to the project. There's still $4,000 left to go. Even though the deadline for New Bern High to have the matching funds has passed, Parker remains optimistic that they'll raise the remaining money and that the solar panels will still go online in late January. In addition to New Bern High, East Columbus High School in Columbus County, C.E. Jordan High School in Durham County, and Meadowview Magnet Middle School in Surrey County were selected for the pilot program. Next year, NC Green Power plans to offer 10 matching grants to schools across the state. For more information on the Solar Schools project, visit our website, publicradioeast.org.